The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Ah, this time of year, you lounge by the pool or whatnot, get a little stress relief, but then things go sideways. Anthony A's got a story this morning. Hey, good morning. It's Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and call me a lifeguard or a life alert. So I was hanging out at my apartment pool, which if you live in an apartment, you know, you're in a great tight-knit community of your neighbors and stuff. So my pool is in the middle of my complex, and I'm sitting there lounging, just enjoying the sunset, toes in the pool. And all of a sudden I hear,
I look and boom,
one of the older ladies who live in my complex fell out of her apartment door.
Oh my gosh, Anthony.
And it was one of those tumbles. Listen, man, I'm crossing.
You heard it.
I was like, oh my God.
Jumped up to help her because I know you.
And I ran out the pool and I went to go give her a hand and she was kind of already coming up to it. And as I was getting closer to her, I smelled hella alcohol on this grandma dog.
Drunk old lady at the apartment.
It was a drunk old lady. I thought she fell because of like natural habits, dude. Yeah. No, she just ate it. Boom.
It is a natural habit.
Bless her soul, because by the time I got there, you could tell she was embarrassed, and I tried to do everything to just like comfort her and let her, hey, like, listen, you're okay, you're fine, I'm gonna get you some water, I'll be right back. She wanted to walk 4 blocks away from where we're at.
What?
That's what I told her. I said, no, sit down. You can barely take 2 steps, dude. And then so I run and get her water. By the time I come back, she's a little bit more coherent, and she gets up and she walks away. And I'm like, cool. Plot twist. I go back to get into the pool. I locked my keys in the pool area.
So here you are jumping the fence after doing a good deed.
From just being there, toes in the pool, kicking it, having a good time, to barefoot jumping over a pool fence, dude.
All luckily, right? We all grew up where we did.
Yes, dude.
You made that fence first try, didn't
you? Bad time to be in bandana swimming trunks, dog. I look like some type of like pool thief, bro.
You're lucky they didn't call the police on you.
And then so I get in there, I get into my pool, I look back over and I see the apartment door open and I'm thinking, oh good, she had a change of heart and she went back into her apartment. No, out with a walker and a cane come 2 other drunker older ladies, dude. I don't know what the Golden Girls of my
daytime
apartment complex.
Party.
Yeah, it was going down, bro. They were drinking all the Seagram 7 in there. And
oh, it's not the Golden Girls, it's Las Viejitas de Oro. Thank you for. Did you tell them about their friend?
Well, I pointed to them, but I just said, hey, your friend went that way. And they looked and they murmured something back at me. And then by that point, I'm like, you know what?
Give me a shot. It's...
You should have asked him for a bottle after all that trouble you went through.
I grabbed my stuff and I called it a night after that. I said, this
you
is enough.
Go out or
this
is enough
was
for
probably
me.
Already set.
Yeah.
The mood was already changed.
Yeah. I was done, bro. I was done. I already saved a life. I'm good to go.
So, when a good deed goes wrong. Anyway, all right. What we got for National Day, Anthony?
All right. We got National Purple Heart Day.
Oh, cool. Speaking
salute.
Of good deeds.
Yes, dude.
Yes.
Shout
thank
out
you.
To the men and women who have served this country and
absolutely
been wounded in action. We appreciate you and all the sacrifices
salute.
You made for us. We also have National Sea Serpent Day. Ooh.
Real sea serpents or like the Loch Ness
real.
Monster?
The Loch Ness Monster is real.
Okay.
Oh, real? Oh,
Nessie is real.
We're mythical believers here. Okay.
DJ Automatic, you think that that whole story isn't based on something odd that lives in the ocean? There's so much unexplored water.
I feel like the Loch Ness Monster is about as real as the cornfield stuff.
What cornfield stuff?
You know, like where they thought aliens were landing in cornfields when they came to find out it was really farmers that were just messing with people?
That's not real? I thought the cornfield stuff was aged on.
No, it was a farmer and his son.
Oh, man.
And hopefully next time I kick back in front of a beach or a pool, it won't be as chaotic. It is National Beach Party Day.
Oh, shout out.
I want to go to the beach with those ladies.
Shout out to the beach, putting your feet in the ocean. I had never been to a beach until I met you, DJ Automatic.
Which explains why you never get in the ocean.
I'm afraid of sea serpents or whatever Anthony just talked about.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Crazy Crimes of Passion is about a couple that met in the late 70s. We're talking about Stephen Scharf. Now, he was in the Army. He's a former major, member of the Special Forces, bookworm. I mean, knew everything about history. He met Jody Ann Scharf in Georgia, and he fell in love immediately. She taught history, so the two got along, right? They clicked right away. They got married. They moved to Hackettstown, New Jersey, and bought a house. And he said that their romance was alive every single year, all the way till 1992, when she died.
Mm.
They went to a comedy club, have a little date night, and then they stopped at a place called the Lover's Chair. It is a ledge about 200 yards from a picnic area.
You can see New York City.
Yeah, you can see New York, see the sights. Now, Stephen claimed that Jody accidentally fell 120 feet below to her death. But Jody's family said that they didn't believe it because she had a fear of heights. that was documented since she was a child. So they're like, how's she going to go sit on that ledge? We don't believe it.
To get to this ledge, you have to actually have to go over a fence, walk through a bunch of brush. Yes. I mean, I looked at it. I personally wouldn't go do this.
No, you're right. It was scary. And of course, authorities start to investigate to try to figure out, was this an accident or is there more to the story? And come to find out, Stephen was having an affair with two women. Here's an investigator talking about one of those women.
One of the females that he has a relationship is putting pressure on him to go to the next step of their relationship.
So cops think he ended her life because of the women he was dating.
Okay.
Now, he told the cops, wait, we had an open relationship. And everybody, including Jody's family, said that is absolutely not true. Remember, I just said he's seeing two women. So he had separate lies going on to keep both of them in his life.
Mm.
He tells one girlfriend that his wife, who's the mother of his child, died, and that he's raising his son alone. He's told another one that they're in the process of divorce and they're leading separate lives, and his wife is okay with him having girlfriends and moving on.
So one of the girlfriends thinks he's a widower. She doesn't even know that the wife is alive.
Damn.
And testified to that in court, and the other one's pressing him like, hey, you gonna leave her? So there's two red flags. And then they found a hammer in his vehicle that they believed he killed her with, and also the life insurance policy was huge. He got a whole lot of money. The payout was $770,650. Tax-free.
That's a motive right there.
Oh, of course, DJ Automatic.
Wait, so how old was he when all this was going down? He's like an older man when this is all happening, right?
Yeah, they're in their 50s.
Oh, damn,
when
dude.
This is happening.
Another thing that the investigators found out was just the physics of the fall.
Here they are talking about that, what they discovered during the autopsy.
Her body was found at the base of a large tree wedged between a rock, 52 feet from the cliffs. In terms of physics, those numbers don't work.
This is an interesting Crazy Crimes of Passion because usually we're talking about psychopath killers, right?
Right.
Or serial killers.
Yeah, serial killers. But this guy here, he just couldn't. He was, in my opinion, afraid of being honest with everybody in his life. He couldn't come to his wife or his mistresses and say, hey, this is what's really going on.
So and I want a divorce. He's like, I'm going to get rid of her.
It's just insane.
Get a divorce. Just leave your wife.
He actually told the jury, I'm not on trial for the things I've done to my wife or cheating on my wife. I'm on trial because you guys think I murdered my wife, which I did not do.
But you lie about one thing, you're going to lie about another.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Well, and that's what the jury thought, too.
And they sentenced him to life in prison. He appealed, and the Supreme Court in New Jersey agreed with him and overturned the case because the judges said there was too much circumstantial evidence. Prosecutor said no way, took him back to trial, and he was found guilty again. So right now, Stephen Scharf, at the age of 72, is sitting in prison in New Jersey and isn't eligible for parole till 2038. And he still claims to this day, I did not kill my wife. I'm innocent.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, we're the Dana Cortez Show. Time to call our Who's Lying contestant. Hi, who is this?
Atifa.
Atifa, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. It's time to play Who's Lying? Yes! Let's go! Yes.
All right, let's see what I can do.
Let's see. Okay, girl, remember, we're the baby morning show. In order for us to be your new number one morning show, you need to get to know who we are. So we're each going to go around a room, tell you a little bit about ourselves, catches someone is telling a fib. If you guess who's lying, you win DCS merch. My name is Dana Cortez. I want to talk about one of my most favorite memories when I was little. I was 6 years old, and I got my first bike. And it wasn't given to me by a family member. I was gifted it for Christmas by my mom's best friend, Lewis. It was a pink dirt bike, and I cried because I was so happy, and I feel emotional right now just remembering. Thank you, Lewis. Mm.
DJ Automatic here. I was actually born in Minnesota, and when I lived in Minnesota, I played hockey, and I was one of the better players. I'm going to go ahead and say I was the best player on the team, okay. And I even scored the winning goal to win the Minnesota 12-and-under championship.
Nice.
Then I moved to New Mexico and never played hockey again.
Speaking about winning goals, one of my fondest memories as a young kid was growing up watching my younger brother hit a walk-off home run in All-Stars Little Leagues. It was one of the coolest moments of my life.
Oh, Anthony, that's so beautiful. All right, Atifa. Somebody in this studio here is lying. You guessed correctly. You get the DCS merch. Who's lying?
I'm going to say Automatic.
You're right.
Yeah.
I did play hockey in Minnesota, but I was never on an organized team and I never won any championships.
And Tiffa, when you were little, do you have like a really fond memory that you think of as an adult now?
Yes, I do. My grandma bought me a pair of rollerblades when I want to say I was maybe like 9 or 10. I got on the rollerblades, I fell, and I told her I did not want them, and I have never, ever been on a pair of rollerblades since.
My so. First thought when you said rollerblades, I thought, man, I know a Tiffa fell. I know she fell.
Yes. And I told my grandma I did not want those things. And to this day, honestly, I cannot even get on a pair of rollerblades. I see them and I'm like, those are the devil.
Thank you so much for playing and making us your new number one morning show. We are going to gift you a hoodie or a t-shirt. We love you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Anybody listening who wants to play, call us up. 877-730-DCS1. Leave us a message.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How many people listening know what In Living Color is? If you don't, you need to go to YouTube and check that out. It's time for the Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Sean Wayans and the Wayans brothers changed American television. They changed the way that I felt about myself. Seeing Latinos and African Americans on TV and not stereotyping people or making fun of the stereotypes, it was so refreshing to me.
It felt like something that you actually would see at school or something you would see in your own neighborhood.
It felt like your neighborhood, yes.
That's the greatness of Sean Wayans, because for me, I was more familiar with the Wayans Bros, with the show with him and Marlon.
Yeah, that one came later.
And R.I.P. John Witherspoon. And that did a lot, too, to see, like, two, you know, saying, young brothers, like, similar to a situation that I could relate to. So, yeah, Sean Wayans is just great, man.
And let's just talk about In Living Color's track record from Jim Carrey to more. Listen, here's some of the people that the Wayans brother put on back in the day. You guys gave a lot of, people a shot. I mean, you really think about it. You're talking about, you mentioned Jamie Foxx. Jamie, one of the most talented people on the planet.
J-Lo. Jamie was super talented.
J-Lo? I know.
J-Lo.
What was she like back then? Like, you know,
she was sweet, beautiful.
Still is.
Yep, sexy. All those things. Talented.
Did you know she would go on to be? I mean, J-Lo is a worldwide star for decades.
She had that fire in her eyes. Like, I'm coming to get this.
Really?
She wasn't playing. We knew she was going to blow up.
And decades later, she's still one of the biggest stars in the world. That's one of my favorite conversations. He even talks about how his parents disciplined the Wayans brothers, all of them. It's a very interesting convo. Go to Dana Cortez Show on YouTube and subscribe.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you think Taco Bell, you probably think bean burritos, you know, tacos. What about happy hour? We'll explain more inside Food News. Top artist hashtags on your Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
We've been so excited about the Olympics. I was saddened to see a tweet from Veronica Fraley. She's a discus thrower, and she was so upset because she couldn't pay her rent. She's like, I'm out here, you know, repping Team USA. Hold up. Step in Flavor Flav. He says, I got your rent. Wait, hold up. Serena Williams' husband, Alexis Ohanian, said, nope, let's split it. And the two men are going to take care of her rent for the year.
Hey.
Oh, wow. What were you saying about the sugar daddy thing?
yesterday. You know what's interesting to me, though, is a lot of these athletes give up so much to represent our country, and they're not paid very well. The fact that she said a lot of the guys get everything covered, she's like, me, I've had to cover like 80% of everything for her going.
The men's basketball team doesn't even stay in the village. They stay in a hotel.
Exactly. And, well, you know what? I just want to say thank you to Flava Flav and Alexis Ohanian. I don't want to get negative. Let's keep it on a positive flow here. Food News, DJ Automatic.
Taco Bell is celebrating the anniversary of the Mountain Dew Baja Blast by giving us a $1 happy hour every day from 2 to 5 for the rest of the year.
Oh, the line's going to be down the block because the Baja Blast, you can only get them at Taco Bell.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I didn't realize it was
exclusive.
This is
a very American break right now. It's like, oh, Olympic athletes don't make enough money, but Taco Bell's bringing back the Baja Blast.
For a dollar.
All is good. All is good, happy hour time. Dude, somebody in that marketing room at Taco Bell should do 2 for $1. $1 will go towards the Baja Blast, and another dollar will go towards Olympic athletes.
That would be such a great promotion.
You should get a job in media or something.
National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go ahead and start with National Lighthouse Day. Now, I want to shout out the Lighthouse. It was the original GPS. It was the original Apple Maps, original Google Maps.
Too bad they didn't have one. Christopher Columbus got lost.
Oh, have you ever been to a lighthouse?
Yes, I have. I've been one in
New
Jersey.
Super cool, right?
Yeah. Oh, we went to one, and the guy in Jamaica said it was haunted. Do you remember, Automatic? You took me to that lighthouse?
And Dana wanted to stay after dark, and I was like, what are you?
Nope.
Why?
And we also have National Purple Heart Day. This is honoring, of course, the men and the women who've served our country and have been wounded in action, and we just want to salute you and thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
Salute to them.
And it's going to wrap it up on National Beach Party Day. Don't forget the sunscreen. Summer's wrapping up, y'all.
Man, I've only had beach parties with you, Automatic. I've never been to a
I've used a lot of beach parties, and people lose all inhibitions on the beach.
Oh, man.
There's a lot going on.
Are you talking about spring break beach parties?
I DJed one spring break party that was like 25, 30,000 people, and I will say I saw a lot of...
I'll never forget, my parents used to take me to the beach growing up, and one of the first memories I have about being at the beach was being with my whole family, having a hot dog in my hand, and then a seagull swooped in and took the
wiener.
Yeah. So I hope he died. Stupid
Anthony.
Ass seagull.
Anthony.
If there's one thing I could do, I could wish it upon
you
a seagull.
You can wish that on that dog.
Stole my hot dog, bro.
Stole your hot dog, weenie.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about how a seagull stole Anthony's weenie. Well, his hot dog. So now, myself, Dana Cortez, and DJ Automatic, my husband here, we started thinking about animal encounters. Now, I know it's not a wild beast, but let's talk about dogs. I was attacked by a dog when I was 3 years old. This dog nearly gnawed my eye off of my face and barely missed the main artery on my temple. And I'm not afraid of dogs, but you know what it taught me? It taught me to respect dogs. I wanted to ride that dog. I thought the dog was a horse.
Oh, you were trying to ride it? Oh.
Yeah. And the dog was like, no, little girl, you're not my family. I don't know you. And I had stitches, and I recently had my eye fixed because it was so crooked. You know, wild animals, dogs, very different, but still, you need to be wary of them.
I want to take a moment to just say how much I appreciate Dana Cortez and having a friend like Dana Cortez, because she just elevates every single story. I liked how I was talking about, hey, like a seagull stole my hot dog that I was eating at the beach, and she's like, well...
She's like, a dog ate my face.
A dog almost cut off my artery. How about that, bud? Can't put ketchup on that, can you?
Wasn't nothing funny about that moment. I nearly died.
It's time to one-up both of you. My dad used to have a monkey.
Oh!
What?
Yeah, well, not when he lived with us, when he lived with his friends. But he was still married to my mom at this time. But I would go...
That's a whole other
show. That's a whole other conversation.
Let's talk about the monkey.
But him and his friends had a pet monkey that lived in their house.
You can
imagine what they did for business.
This is sounding pretty cool, dude.
Yeah. That monkey, when he would get mad, he would throw butter at people.
Wait! How would he get butter?
He would go jump up on the counter and grab the butter, and he would just start chucking it at people. And so he hated my dad. Like, despite my dad would try to flush it down the toilet. It was a spider monkey.
Well, no wonder he hated your dad. Your dad's trying to flush it down the toilet.
It got to the point where when we were at the house, the monkey couldn't be at the house because he was afraid for our safety.
Oh, dog. I just want to use the term throw butter at somebody when I don't like him now. I'm like, oh, I want to throw butter at that person.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.